So the story is about coming from our side.
Exactly.
Yeah, from
all the stories
the
come
eyes.
From the through Murray or Indigenous eyes of the people here. And you were talking about spirituality. That is the Featherfoot's job. The Featherfoot's job is to keep the balance, which is the humans or the language creatures, as they call them, because that's the only difference between them and other creatures is that they were given language.
Yes.
And the spiritual fight that's going on all the time where people want to be selfish. They don't need the devil to be selfish, humans. Mm-hmm. The language creatures have never needed the devil to be selfish because it seems to be built into us. Thank you, the Featherfoot were created by the Dreamtime creation spirits to go in and keep the balance. And so
peace and harmony.
Each and every story is to do with the spiritual side and the laws of the Dreamtime. And keeping them.
Fantastic.
Today.
So there's a free story there on the fantastic webpage, the Featherfoot Chronicles.
A free story called Silent Sky.
Silent Sky, thank you. And then the other stories, download, and that's going to cost you a little bit
of
cash.
Well, it's $10 for each EPUB story, which is, I did that because I just wanted to get them out there. I wanted people throughout the world to be able to see my people the way I see them.
Beautiful. That's powerful, my brother.
And the other, the print books, some are cheaper than that and some are dearer. It depends on the size of the number of pages.
You're selling these powerful mystery stories so cheap, my brother.
Well, the balance is wanting to get the knowledge out there to getting your money back.
Sure.
At least, but the most important thing to me is getting the knowledge out there.
Your heart is in the right place and your spirit's in the right place, my brother. John Wenton, good to catch up with you, brother. Thank you very much for joining us here in this fantastic vehicle, National Talk Black, the featherfootchronicles.com.au. You mob, check it out. Are you out and about? So you're based here in Cairns, are you not, brother?
Absolutely. Yeah, I live here in Cairns. Yeah. Here for 10 years again now.
Yes.
But I'm a Queenslander anyway. As with most Murrays, I've moved up and down all my life in Queensland, and I have relations from every point.
Nook and cranny, that's right, you know. And we always have your lovely...
The whole of Queensland is home.
Yes, fantastic. We have your lovely brother come and join us. He's with the Punapima, Dr. Mark Wenatong. And how many brothers in the family?
I've got two other brothers.
Yes.
Jeff, Ron, and with Mark. And then I've got a sister, Kay.
Fantastic.
And I've actually put them into the last story.
Is that right?
Look, I'll tell you, if you don't, have you got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Have we still a minute?
Yeah, go ahead, yes.
There was, when I was a young man, my wife and I looked after cottage home students down in Rockhampton, so girls from Warrabinda.
Yes.
And we looked after five girls in a cottage home situation in Rockhampton for a couple of years while they went to Range Convent School, I think it was called in those days. At one stage, their children's services asked us to look after another young girl, whom we did. We took her in, and her name was Karen O'Rourke, and she was an absolutely beautiful young Aboriginal girl in a lot of trouble from around the Sydney area. And we only had her there for 2 weeks, and she had an accident at children's services and died. Terribly, and she was in the bringing them in the deaths in custody report as well with us as the guardians at the time. The young girl seemed to me the epitome of our people's lost
hardships,
lost family, everything. So what I did was I brought her back to life.
Beautiful.
And put her in the last story, The Seventh Veil. And brought her back to life, and I didn't think anybody would notice, but a niece of hers got in touch with me on Facebook not so long ago and said she'd never heard of anybody that knew her.
And that's her spirit talking to her sister.
It was absolutely fantastic. Anyway, so
goosebumps here.
All the stories have...
meaning, stories, yep.
It's fact and fiction.
Fact and fiction, yep.
Thrown together. I've used some of my cousins' names, the Yao Yaos, the Linguadocs, some of the family names from around my area in the stories as well. I did get in touch with pretty well every person in every country that I talked about.
Yes.
And let them know that I was writing the stories and gave them the chance to, respond to my stories as well, which was only etiquette, I thought, to those elders and that we do hold dear.
Hold with respect. John Wenatong, you're too dearly, my brother. You motivate the motivator. Fantastic. Thefeatherfootchronicles.com.au. You mob, get online, check it out. Free story there, but otherwise chuck in $10 there and purchase the story.
Or less.
My brother, yes, or less, but we'll be in touch, eh?
Good.
Take care, my brother. Too dearly. Yarn up strong there with John Wenatong, and he is an author. Apparently he is. Yes, he is. And talking with spirits and telling the story about our mob travelling in this beautiful way of the world.